What up, everyone? It is your boy Ty Pounds, and you are now tuned in to the I'm Saying Dope podcast. Welcome to episode number 2, and I'm pumped up today. I guess I'm always pumped up. You always hear me say I'm pumped up because I'm fucking pumped up. But I'm bringing you guys today just how to get started. You know, I'm gonna be touching base on finding mentors and, you know, cutting bad habits, taking that first step, building a legacy for yourself, and overcoming your fears. You know, taking the first step is hard, super hard. I'm not gonna lie. You know, being a human, and if you don't have that confidence, and even if you do have the confidence, there's successful people out here that, you know, before they perform or before they, you know, showcase their talent, you get jitters. It is what it is. You get jitters. You get nervous. It's tough getting started. You know, you don't remember when you were a baby, but I can only imagine that taking your first step was tough, you know. But that could be argued too. You know, babies really don't have a fear besides falling. That's the only fear that you're really born with, is falling, you know. But like, it's tough, you know, taking that first initial step. It's like, where do I look? Who do I go to? You know, I know for this podcast, I had to figure things out, just like everything else that I've ever started. You know, this is episode number 2. And I wish you guys was with me a little bit earlier when I was trying to figure out my intro and figure out how I wanted to say it and getting on myself. You're your worst enemy in the mirror, you know, and you just got to put it out. You just got to start it and put it out. And, you know, for this podcast, like I was saying, you know, I didn't know where or what I was going to do for the logo. I didn't know what I was going to really talk about. I didn't know the direction, really. I knew that I had like an idea of where I was going to go with it. But what really is important is getting it started. So for my logo, you know, I put it out there to get the logo done. Didn't have no idea. Well, no, let's rewind. Let's rewind a little bit. Because when I first started, when I first even thought about the podcast, it was like maybe like two or three years ago. And I kept saying, I'm going to start a podcast. I'm going to start a podcast. I'm going to start a podcast. Yo, I'm going to start a podcast. Yeah, and I would tell it to my girl, or I would tell it to, you know, some close friends. I need to start a podcast. I need to start a podcast. I know you people. I know you all heard of people that just talk a lot of shit, but they don't get nothing done. And sometimes we like to just hear ourselves talk. And sometimes some of the people actually put action towards the things they say. And those are the ones that succeed. So with that being said, 2-3 years later, here I am. Voila. I'm saying though, you know, I'm done with the talking. I'm done with it. It's all about action. We won't have that long to live. It's a short but sweet life. We don't know when we're going to go. My biggest regret is to be on my deathbed and think about all the things that I should have, would have, could have did. You know, I could lose limbs tomorrow. Won't be able to type. Something could happen to my voice box tomorrow or today. Won't be able to speak. Something could happen to my legs. I won't be able to walk. So I'm going to do everything with everything that I have until that day comes. Point blank, period. You know? So getting started for me with this podcast, like I said, it was tough. I had to get over some mental, I had to do some growing. You know, that's what it boils down to at the end of the day. It boils down to growing as a person, growing as a human being, reaching for something that's beyond you. That's important, super important. So to get back to the podcast, I put it out there. I kept saying it for 2 or 3 years. I eventually got back to it and said, you're okay. It's time. It's definitely time. I built up the confidence, put the logo out there. Well, you know, I had the I'm Saying Though, which is, you know, I had to come up with a name, of course. Didn't know what I was going to say for the name. But I do video, live video broadcasting, live video broadcasting. It's like the new thing. And, you know, I jumped on a platform. I'm not going to say the platform name because they're not, you know, paying me. But I jumped on one of those live platforms, and that's where my confidence really got built at. To do things like this, to go on, you know, to do straight on video of my face looking at myself and talking to a chat is weird, but you get used to it. You got to jump in, you know. But in doing those things, I would go around chat rooms as people got to know me in my short time being there, 4 months, 5 months, whatever. I think it was like 4 months exactly. Built up a fan base of 43,000 people. pretty sure a bunch of those are bots, but it's a lot of real people also. It's definitely a lot of real people as people join into the app. When you're, you know, when you're popping on it, they automatically assign people straight to you. As far, I shouldn't say assign them, but you automatically, it's like who's first to follow type of list. And I was on there and a couple times, well, two or three times in the 4 months that I was there, and I built up a fan base of 43,000. And when I was there, I had this saying, I'm saying though, I go in the chat room, you know, and I'd be like, I'm saying though. And they'd be like, what the hell is you saying? What is you saying? So that's how it came about. But you know, to put it short, I didn't know where I was going with the whole podcast. I'm like, what am I going to name it? I was overthinking the shit. You know, I thought about two or three different names. And then the shit just clicked. It said, hey, dummy, just name the shit I'm saying, though. You taking it to the extreme. And I said to myself, self, you damn Skippy. I'm going to just do that. Fuck it. And that's how we got to the podcast, I'm saying, though. You know, so I guess this is like another introduction a little bit of how we got here to this podcast. But, you know, I already had I make t-shirts. I started at some point, I had started creating t-shirts and stuff like that. It was like my first endeavor as an entrepreneur. So I have the machine. I have the connects to create whatever item that I want for myself. You know, so I had when I started saying that I'm saying though, and you know, in that live chat and all that, I was like, you know what? I should just make this a shirt, just like I make everything else a shirt. Cause you're a walking, talking brand, right? You just gotta always remember that you're a walking brand. So anything that you wear, anything that you say, anything that you do, anything that you spread word of mouth brand wise, you are a walking, talking brand. So I always kept that in mind. So I created myself an I'm Sando t-shirt, you know, so that means I have already had the graphic for it. Well, at least the writing part. And I wound up getting somebody else to, you know, do the rest of what you see as far as the podcast cover. But again, I started out, you should see the first one. It was this dumbass face on it. It looked like the face off the emoji with the mouth open, like the screaming, the one that's talking from the side, the blue face. It looked like that. It was dumb as hell. I'm thinking like, what the hell is this person sipping on? What they smoking? Like they tripping. But you know, everything grows, everything takes time to develop. And that's, you know, going into it, I knew that was the process. I'm like, you know what? It's the process. And I said to myself, when I got that first ugly ass logo back, I said, you know what? This is going to grow into something. I don't know what yet, but I got the faith that it's going to grow into something. You know, you speed it up 4 or 5 logos later. You know, I did some tests on Instagram. I had, two different ones that I was, Instagram is cool for that too, with that feature where you can, you know, take a picture or something and ask people, your friends and people that support you, what do they think of whatever you have, you know, the polls. So I put a poll up and I got some nice feedback, and I didn't go with either one of those logos, but what I was looking for was a preference of what was going on in both of those logos. So it gave me a direction on where I was going for the remainder of the final, you know, for the finalized logo. And that's how we got the logo. But, you know, this podcast, I'm really just going to be talking and giving you my experience as I grow and got things together. And I'm going to be doing some interviews also. But, you know, yeah, that's how we got to the logo. And, you know, the first podcast, which was the introduction, I didn't know what to say or do. Again, it was like, oh, shit. Okay, we got the logo done. What do we do now? You know, it so happened that I stumbled, you know, I feel like things happen when you're awake on purpose, everything in life. And I was awake this one day, and I had downloaded this app before, but I deleted it because I was like, oh, I'm going to start a podcast, you know. So I downloaded this one app. Again, I'm not going to, I guess I can say the name, Anchor. I'm going to just say it because I'm utilizing them and he's showing love because it's free, you know. So I downloaded the Anchor app for entrepreneurs. It's free. It distributes everything to, you know, all the main podcast streaming sites. And yeah, I stumbled across it again, you know, one of these days not too long ago. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's that app. I need to download that again and just get to it, you know. Downloaded it, and yeah, like I said, I didn't know what the fuck to do the first time around. I'm just like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I say? You know, But it's all, my point being is just you just got to get started. That's what it boils down to. That's the reason for me telling you what I'm telling you. It's just you have to put the one foot down before the other, you know? And this is the second podcast, and you definitely should have heard me earlier. I was trying to do the introduction to this podcast, and I did it maybe about 15 times, maybe a little bit more, maybe up to 20. Let's just say that, maybe. Yeah, this is Ty Pounds, and you are listening to the I'm Saying Dope podcast. I have like all different types of voices. You have no idea. The fact of the matter, where I'm really pointing this is, again, you have to get started. You know, I did that, and I weaved it all the way down to about 5. At the point of talking right now, you know, at the point of me recording this right now, I don't even have it. I'm getting it worked on so I can get some music behind it and all that, but got to get started. If you don't get anything out of this today or whenever you listen to this, when this comes out, you're going to realize that you need to get started as soon as possible. You know, building a legacy for yourself. You're building a legacy for your family. What defines you? Does a job define you? Somebody paying you a paycheck that you're guaranteed every 2 weeks or week? Does that define you? Does it really, really, really make you happy? A lot of people just work. They just work. I'm doing this for free. A lot of people won't even go to their job for free. If you won't go to your job for free, then that means you're not happy. Because I'm not even looking at this as a job. Maybe it'll turn into a job. Nah, it won't turn into a job. You know why? Because I'm happy. You gotta be happy. That's what we all want at the end of the day. We want love. We want happiness. You know, we don't want to have to worry. So again, what is your legacy? What are you building? What are you growing towards? What are you leaving behind? I'm a fan of Jim Rohn. And one thing Jim Rohn always say is, when you die, what are you leaving behind? People not going to be worried about what you did in school or how much money you had or what car you drove. They going to be worried about, damn, what did this person read? Damn, what did this? Oh, this person kept a journal. What ideas did they have? Oh, what did they stand for? That's what people are going to wonder once you're gone. They're going to want to know your character, since they can't, you know, get that through pictures, and you know, they're going to be looking for character through that. You know, that says a lot about you. So, what's your legacy? What's your why? Why are you doing the things that you're doing? Why are you waking up every morning or every afternoon to go punch that clock? Or maybe you don't punch a clock. Maybe you're an entrepreneur like myself. What's waking you up? What's really waking you up? Why are you going forward? You got to figure that out. It's a good book by Simon Sinek called The Why, you know? And you need to start building the case for yourself on, you know, sit down with yourself in silence. Either read that book or meditate. Close your eyes, meditate, and figure out deep inside, why are you doing the things that you're doing? And what do you want to leave behind? What's making you go forward? Maybe you got kids. Maybe you're looking to plan for kids. You know, maybe you don't want kids. You know, but when it's all said and done, what was your purpose? How are people going to remember you? And the only way people remember you is when you touch other people. When you're able to leave behind, you know, something more valuable than yourself. Change doesn't happen unless you have action. Action doesn't happen unless you get started. You know, you got to overcome fears. You know, like I stated, I was afraid to start a podcast. I don't even have to look at myself on this damn podcast. And I was afraid to talk into a microphone. Come on now. What are you afraid of? What you doing that's got you afraid? You know, you got to overcome fears. You know, you can't let other people put fears into you. You can't let other people put ideas into you. It's not that you be closed-minded, but a lot of people out here are living by the masses. And when I say they're living by the masses, they are living by what the other person is doing. They worried about what the other person is thinking. And to be quite frank, you know, it's not that people don't think about those things, because we all like to people watch and like wonder about things like that. But when it's all said and done, they're not thinking about you as much as what you really think. Unless you're doing something that's just assholish and showing your ass. And I don't mean literally, but maybe that too. But if you're just showing your ass and just don't give a fuck, then yeah, maybe you're going to draw some attention to yourself and people going, you know, when they see you, oh, that person not a good person, you know. But it's two ways down the street with every left is a right. And if you're doing the right thing, it may not travel as fast as you doing a bad thing, but it'll stick around way longer, way beyond your lifespan, you know. But it starts with getting started and understanding that nobody's really worried about you. You're worried about you. You just need to get it done. You know, a lot of us have a fear of lack of money. That's something that, you know, sometimes I think about. I'd be like, oh, I don't have enough money to get that started or do that right now. But that's a poverty mindset. You don't want to have a poverty mindset. You want to have a mindset of abundance. So right now, maybe you can't, you know, I don't know. Maybe right now you can't build the next best computer. But that don't mean you can't get started and start trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together and maybe come up with a logo for it. Or maybe, you know, start asking around, you know, or maybe start buying parts here and there when you can. Invest into yourself. Stop investing into other things and items. You know, you could take the time to really sit back and just start buying one thing at a time. Or again, if you can't even afford it, if you could just start trying to make those connections. You know, it's people out here with money that will be willing to help you and get your idea off the ground because they're looking for somebody with a great idea. They're looking for somebody with a great personality or mindset, innovation, you know. So don't ever think, oh, because I don't have, you know, enough money. Again, that's a poverty mindset. You know, I don't have the money at the moment, but I will. I'll find a way. I'll make a way. You know, you want to have that type of mindset. I'll make the way. It's coming. Everything that I need and want is already here. That's facts. You know, you got to also cut bad habits. Bad habits. That's your worst nightmare, man. Bad habits, bad habits. You got to have the discipline. You know, for myself, the gym is the discipline for me. And it's for a lot of people. A lot of people look at the gym as discipline because if you can't withstand the longevity of going to the gym, seeing results, losing results, seeing results, losing results, seeing results, then seeing more results, then losing results. It's a back and forth battle. It's life. It's up and down. You can't always be on the high horse. Sometimes you got to get off and stretch your legs and reevaluate your direction. And a lot of people just want to go in one direction and have a destination. And, you know, one thing I'm learning and I'm realizing is there is no destination. The only destination that you have is from point A to point B. And when I say that, I mean, you literally going maybe from California to New York. And even then, it's still not A and B because you didn't just land in New York and just stayed in that spot. You're still moving around. You change directions, you know, and even the airplane, it had to keep adjusting directions to get there. It wasn't just one straight path, you know. Gotta cut the bad habits and get the discipline, you know. So that's something that I definitely recommend is creating yourself some type of discipline in small forms. Spend 30, 90 days. 90 days really is what it takes, 30 days or 20 something days to create a habit, you know, and it take 90 to form a habit, or maybe that's the same shit. You know what I'm trying to say. 90 days. Let's just say 90 days. It's going to take 90 days for you to really get that discipline to where you don't even really question yourself about it. It's just, that's what I'm going to do. And if you could do that twice, 90 and another 90, you're on the road to never turning back. And that's the way it happened for me with fitness. You know, one day I woke up, I said, you know what? It's enough is enough. From 25 years old, 24, 25 years old. I said, you know what? When I look up and I turn 30, I'm being the best shape of my life. Let alone, I'm putting years onto my life. And I didn't go straight to the gym when I said that. I started off by doing some push-ups, you know. One thing led to another. I wound up finding and getting, you know, a weight set, you know. It didn't have that many weights on it. It had less weight than I was bench pressing less weight on that bench than I weighed at the time. It was about 100 pounds, maybe 110 pounds. At the time, I was probably like 150, 160 or something like that, you know. But again, it's just getting started, you know, taking that initiative, saying, you know what, all right, today I'm going to do push-ups. Tomorrow, I'm going to do push-ups. And then when I got my machine, to start working a little bit, a little bit more harder. Every day I was doing something different, you know, until I started getting striations in muscles. I start feeling like I had the juice. You feel me? I had the juice, baby. I said, you feel me? I start feeling some type of way. I mean, people are like, oh, I see you, Tata. You look like you. As they call me too. I'm sitting here telling y'all my secrets and shit. Oh, Tata. That's family though. That's all family. You feel me? Oh, I see you. You know what I mean? You got the little muscles popping. You looking all strong. Now, at first, when I first started lifting, I can't even lie. Like, when people would say things like that, it had me feeling some type of way. I'm like, why are they coming at me like this? Like, it was like a compliment, but it also was like, they felt like they were throwing shots at me. Like, damn, you getting strong as shit, all the muscles, you know? But you know, look, you fast forward 6 years now, and I consistently did it for 6 years straight, lifting. And it's funny how you go from being just somebody that's starting to lift, or, you know, and slowly but surely with time, discipline, you wind up becoming the teacher. Because now people come to me and they say, oh, well, you know, I know you've been doing it for a while. If they know me, I know you've been doing it for a while. You think you could help me out? Or, you know, how did you get this? You know, think you could point me in the right direction? But it just takes that discipline to really get started and buckle down. You know, buckle down and get your life rolling, because you don't, nobody knows when your time going to be it. But again, are you happy going out how you are right now? You know, are you happy lying on that bed, taking your last breaths how you are right now? You know, and finding mentors. You know, when I started lifting, shout out to my boy, Big Rome. You catch me in some videos with him lifting, and he's been my mentor in lifting, along with, you know, some people online that's influences that I look as influences, but mainly Big Rome, because he was there when I was trying to put up some weight and he had my back, you know. So you always got to find somebody that's going to point you in the right direction, mentor wise. Sometimes finding a mentor is tough, but it's only as tough as you make it. I feel like I'm still looking for a mentor, like my whole life. You know, I've been looking for that perfect mentor. And it's not that I've never had or haven't come across mentors that were, you know, good at, you know, maybe what they did, or I thought they really was going to guide me in the direction that I wanted, you know. But this is why it's important to evaluate mentors and evaluate people and dig in to see if y'all on the same path as far as where you want to be headed and where they're headed. You know, you can't have a mentor that say, okay, look, I'm gonna show you everything that I did, you know, to achieve everything I achieved, and you're not happy doing whatever that is. Not saying that you have to be extremely happy doing everything to you know, get success, but you definitely wanna feel as though you're serving a purpose for yourself also, and not just going down a rabbit hole of fulfilling someone else's dream. Again, it boils back to your why. You know, so like I said, I'm still looking for a mentor. I'm still utilizing online mentors. And when I say that, I'm utilizing them through various mentors, Gary Vee, or, you know, Tony Robbins, you know, just looking through and getting information from people that have made it successfully, you know. It would be awesome to have, you know, a mentor that could really guide me maybe in the podcasting thing. But it'll come. It'd be awesome to have somebody guide me in the real estate business. But it'll come. You know, when I started my t-shirt business, I stumbled across a mentor, which got me to the point, you know, that I am today. I knew it was going to come. I spoke it into the universe, just like I'm speaking into this universe, into the universe right now. It'll come. But it ain't stopped me from getting started. And that's where I really want to end this. You have to get started. You have to get started. So hopefully, you know, I didn't want to make these podcasts super long. The one-on-ones, I'm definitely going to be doing more interviews. I got a couple interviews coming up later on this week. So you guys, you know, keep tuned in for that. And yeah, we're going to end it like that. Just get started.